In the Better Waverly neighborhood of Baltimore, a drumline made up of elementary, middle, and high school students practices on a sunny, early autumn day. They're the 901 Arts Drumline, and they're practicing for an upcoming fundraiser for their space. Along with my fellow producer, Mark Gunnery, I spoke with students, instructors, and parents of children at 901 Arts about their project and its impact on their community. First, we spoke with 901 Arts director, Sarah Tooley, and Akilah Stokes Bay, a parent of one of the children in the program. Here's Sarah Tooley.
901 Arts is a community art center where we offer free and low-cost after-school programs in music and art and theater and singing as a community strengthening tool for the Better Waverly neighborhood. 901 Arts was started by parents and adults who live in the neighborhood, and it was started by a connection between the Maryland Institute College of Art, the graduate program in community arts, and Mary Pat Clark, who's a council member for the 14th District, to get a couple volunteers to come and teach free art classes for one summer. And children and families really took to it and wanted it to continue. So we reached out through the Neighborhood Association, and a neighbor ended up anonymously purchasing us this building. So we now have a beautiful home for every child in this community to be able to come to access the arts and music.
You have a child in at 901?
Yes, my daughter, Anaya Walker, does come to 901 Arts throughout the summer and usually throughout the school year as well, at least twice a week for the arts programs and music programs as well.
And what specifically does she do here?
She usually plays the drums. She does the arts and also takes piano lessons, which I'm so happy is extremely cheap, if not free.
Edwards, and music has been my passion throughout I was little.
My name is Anaya, and I come to the Art Center because I feel like nobody judges you here, and you're free to do whatever you want and play instruments, because music, to me, music is what feelings sound like.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
How old are y'all?
I'm 13.
I'm 11.
What do you like about 901 Arts?
Well, it's fun here when we do our programs. It's like free to like make friends and free to express yourself through the art and through the music and stuff like that.
Because when I first started, I was a little nervous at first, but since I got to know people and did what I really love doing, art and singing, that's what made me like feel better and not be scared anymore.
Never put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'll never get enough. When I don't care, I could play him like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair and make it bounce like a basketball. But you made me want to act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear perfume for you. Made me so nervous that I just can't hold your hand. You make me glow. But a cover up won't let it show. So I'm putting my defenses up, cause I don't want to fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack.
So you mentioned art. What other kinds of art do you do in addition to singing here?
I love clay. Clay, I just love playing with it all the time. Like, usually I always get Play-Doh for Christmas and I would just pretend I'm a cook, or like, I love to pretend. Because when I did drama here, when I did my sketch, I felt like I was a different person. Like, I was in my character. doing the way I was.
The art I like to do here are the collages and the drawing, because I like to draw because, well, it's like I can put my feelings down on the paper and, like, not have to tell, well, I'll tell people, but it's like I can just keep it all to myself wrapped up in the paper and keep it as a memory.
And how long have you been involved here? When did you start coming here?
About 8 years.
This has, like, been my first year.
So what keeps you coming back after 8 years?
I mean, it's really fun. It's, like, just fun to come, and I enjoy the people here, like Miss Sarah and everyone else.
When I first came here, the teachers were so guiding, able to help you to reach your goal. And when I first came here, I was able to be what I want to be.
I'm Wayne Johnson.
I'm Derek Johnson.
Uriah Jackson.
Deja Helene.
Montrey Hill.
My name is Molokai, and I like playing the drums.
How long have you all been drumming with the 901 Arts?
It's been a long time. I can't even remember. Like, I'd say at least 4, maybe 5 years so far.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
And what about you?
Well, I started last year. And I met Mr. Wayne and the 901 Arts program with my mom. She came here because my mom bought me a drum set for Christmas, and I wanted to learn how to play it. So I came here to learn.
What do you all like about being in the drum line?
Like the numbers of songs. I like to beat on the drum a lot. My mother tells me to stop sometimes, but I don't listen.
Well, I like playing the drums because I get to dance around. I have a nice friend named Ezra who does it with me sometimes, too. We are best friends, and we like to play around on the drums. He plays the bass. I play the tom. And when we're in the drum line, we're the ones who always dance around, have fun. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of fun playing the drums.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like most about playing?
Playing drums, it relieves steam, and it's something to do after school, and it entertains me. I grew up in this place. Yeah. What keep bringing me back, I'm not quite sure, but it's something about it, because I'm always here to help. Call me, I'm always down in any situation to help the Arts Center.
How does it feel to see, you know, you were a young kid yourself who was involved. How does it feel to see new kids coming in and learning what you went through?
It's great. It's great. It helps the building be here longer, because I'm pretty sure I want this place to stay longer than a couple few more years, so other children in the neighborhood that will be here will have the same experience I had when I was younger.
And I see you have some rhythm written up on the board. Do you teach them music theory?
Yes. You have to teach some music theory. Even though drummers have to learn some music theories, and if you don't, then you're not going to really be able to play with other musicians. You're not going to be able to talk, you're not going to be able to communicate with them when they're talking to you because you don't understand. So basically for drummers, they have to learn values of notes. They also have to learn rudiments, and they have different rhythms that are put together and in different time signatures so they could use, like, as rolls. You have a lot of rudiments of rolls. So that's once you learn the rudiments, you learn your values and notes, then you can actually really get around a drum set, once you learn those type of things.
When we first came in the drum class and we saw the notes on the board, it kind of looked hard to understand, but once you get through it a lot, it's pretty easy.
See, it's so much things that we have them doing in here. I mean, they forget about it. It's just not only about the drums. I mean, they love drums. I mean, I always got them. But like I said, I try to encourage them to do a whole lot of other things. You always need something else in the background to hang on to, just in case the first thing you're doing don't work. So a lot of kids, they do more than drums. And I try to encourage them to do try other instruments. And I believe if you learn to deal with another instrument, it'll help you with the instrument you're playing. you'll be a little bit better with that instrument. So basically, I try to push them into doing other things, you know what I mean? They always come back to me, but I always try to push them into doing some other things, and I think that'll broaden their drum playing.
Do you think your drum playing helps your singing?
I don't know.
Summer's just beginning. It's like it never lasts. Stuck in time with your friends, and all the good times last. Now school's about to start.
So at 901 Arts this summer, we were able to offer a free summer camp that was for 5 weeks, meeting 5 days a week, and kids had the opportunity to choose between visual art, drums, singing, and theater. And then in addition to that, a lot of families in our neighborhood are able to utilize a scholarship fund called ArtLink that we connect families to, that allows their children to attend additional camps throughout the rest of the weeks of the summer at no cost at various art and music institutions like the Peabody or MICA. This summer, Anaya attended Girls Rock Baltimore.
How many kids come here each summer and during the year?
So this summer we had 47 children enrolled in our summer camp, and you'll notice we have a very small building, so we try to maximize the different rooms to have the programming in, and throughout the year we have 150 youth coming to our program, so we also have stuff from second graders up through 12th grade. So this summer we had 14 high school students who got paid hourly through YouthWorks to work here 25 hours a week for 6 weeks, learning public art skills as well as other small entrepreneurial business skills in the arts.
So you all both live in this neighborhood, right?
Yes.
What do you think 901 Arts has brought Better Waverly?
Oh, it's brought a lot to this community. It's really good for the children because rather than have them run up and down the streets all day, they actually have a center that they can come to where it's cool, it's educational, and it really builds their character. They make friends, they learn new things, so it's really good. Well, I could say that my daughter has definitely grown through learning, through all of the volunteers that come here, and also through MICA. I just think that it's an overall good place, and it's really needed in this community, and I'm really happy that it's here.
That was Akilah Stokes Bay. You also heard 901 Arts Director Sarah Tooley, drum instructor Wayne Johnson, singers Anaya Walker and Talia Edwards, and drummers Renee Anderson, Simone Edwards, Damone Coleman, Malachi Goodrich, Uriah Jackson, Dalen Halim, Deja Halim, Montre Hill, and Derek Johnson. 901 Arts will host a fundraiser tonight at the 2640 space, 2640 St. Paul Street. Kidult is an intergenerational variety show co-created through a month-long residency at 901 Arts, where adult artists, musicians, and performers collaborated with youth artists and musicians to create skits, raps, songs, dances, costumes, props, and the set. The doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. Stick around for a dance party at 9:30. For more information, visit 901arts.org. For the Mark Steiner Show, I'm Stephanie Mevremis.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear this show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.